is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all licensed operators are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Are any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. We'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Tonight we'll start with the pre-check-in, starting with KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, KA4JCA, Miss Sally in Simpsonville, KA4ACL, Miss Ashley in Simpsonville, and K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville, KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, W4FCM, Fred in Traverse Rest, N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traverse Rest, W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda in Piedmont, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, and KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley, K4OSH, Pat in Malden, and K1CJW, Mr. Rowland in Pickens, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, and KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit, KQ4FRY, Rhonda in Lyman, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, and KO4CEF, Andrew in Inman, South Carolina. Link stations up tonight, so we'll go ahead and start the RF portion of the check-in. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll start with India through Lima, any station, India through Lima. Please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. This is where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
KO4, NUE. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. Talk to you then. 7-3.
KO4NUE. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
Hey. Miss Anna, well, please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening, it's all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Mr. Drew, let's go ahead and take the opportunity and recognize my wife, KO4RYP, here in the ham shack with me tonight. And KK4JFO, this is Mr. James up in Tuxedo. James, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, have you down for some comments, sir. And he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, Casey. For MFK. Miss Donna, hope you're doing well. Also, we'd like to welcome N4JBM, Mr. Jerry in Campobello. Jerry, hope you had a good day, sir. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sid, hope you had a wonderful day, sir. All right, any additional stations India through Lima that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
UE, please check in. So 2 Lima X-ray Delta Marsh on Callahan Mountain will be negative and negative, but just riding along.
I have you in the log, K2LXD, Mr. Marsh in Callahan Mountain. Hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar. Trina and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and her daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Good day, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, Kilo 4, NNH. My name is Fred, we'll be here in Piedmont tonight.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray Yankee, David, and my wife, Marie, Alpha, Foxtrot 4, Sierra, X-ray, Southern Greenville County, down here around Possum Kingdom. Good evening, Chad. We'll be negative and negative.
Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP. We'll be negative and negative and in and out tonight, Chad, but thanks for calling the net and say hello to Anna for us. 7-3.
Group, let's go ahead and start with Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. She brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. Miss Serena, I hope you're doing well tonight, ma'am. And also, we'd like to welcome KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont. Fred, you have a nice evening. Be safe tonight, sir. Also, Mr. David and his wife, Miss Marie. David's call is KF4NXY, and Miss Marie's call is AF4SX. And, Possum Kingdom tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt in Inman. Walt, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And Mr. Mark, W2MJB. He brings along his wife, Miss Wendy, KN4HTP. Mark and Miss Wendy, hope you're doing well tonight and hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow. All right, any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. Nothing hurts. We'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
Hey, Miss Anna. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net, Chad. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative.
4NUE. Ken KO4QLG. Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris. NUE. Okay, good.
good evening, Chad, and also your lovely wife, Miss Anna. Please check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, AA1RD. It's Bob here in Piedmont, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
Welcome, N0TR. That's Mr. Tom and Greer. And Tom, I almost asked you for Bernice's call, but just tell her I said hello tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris and Liberty. Chris, hope you're doing well. And AA1RD. That's Mr. Bob in Piedmont. Bob, hope you're doing well. And please tell the missus me and Anna said hello. All right, any additional stations Quebec through Tango that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Check in Kilo Yankee 4, Alpha Oscar, Stephen and Liberty, KY4AO. I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, KY4AO, Mr. Stephen and Liberty. Stephen, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And you be safe up on that hill. All right, any additional, let's go ahead and move on to the next group. Nothing on Echo Link, so we'll move on to Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Anna on the net, please check in. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. I'm Shane in Greenville, about to be mobile. No traffic, no table.
Welcome, K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Also, Mr. Shane, fixing to be mobile tonight on I-85, N4ZLK. Shane, hope you're doing well. And you be safe tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Said Anna and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you and Anna, and all on the net.
KO4NUE. Hear you tonight. Thanks for calling the net. This is Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel N. Taylors.
For NUE. And everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and
negative. NUE. And Chad. Please check in. Kilo Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
NUE. Please check in. November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC. Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
All right, let's go ahead and welcome W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave and Greer. And KI4DOS, Mr. Gary and Easley. Gary, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. He brings along his wife, Miss Joy, K3JOY. And also my good friend, Mr. Daniel, KI4DTY in Taylor's. Daniel, hope you are doing well tonight. It's good to hear you on radio tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith and Seneca, and KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt. Mr. Kurt, next Tuesday night, if you don't mind, sir, would you mind checking in with me on your handy talkie, or maybe meeting me on a repeater one day that makes sure that handy's working? if you don't mind. Also, we'd like to welcome N4DJC. That's Mr. Jerry in Anderson. Jerry, also have a message for you. I did receive your Winlink message. Just have not been able to respond, sir. Just want to let you know that I did receive it. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That is Patrick up here in Penrose. Okay, good to hear you calling Annette tonight, and tell Miss Anna we said hello. Thank you. I'll be in and out.
4NUE. Ed, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight, Chad. Good to hear you.
KO4NUE. KO4HYC. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Yankee Charlie, Ann and Landrum. I'll be negative and negative.
For NUE. Check in. KI4EJY. Kilo India 4. Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman, and I will be negative and negative.
Welcome. KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick, up in Penrose. Patrick, if you're listening tonight, please let me come ride in your tool truck. I need a break. Also, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN, Mr. Harry and Candler, and KO4HYC, and I hope you're doing what you're checking in with us tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4EJY. Elisha, I hope you are doing well tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. We'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Deb, please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Good to hear you holding the net tonight.
NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Papai. X-ray Bravo. Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
NUE. India 4. Lima Zulu in KI4LZI. Indy. Table Rock. No traffic. No round table. But on that simplex earlier, you were just opening the square. Just barely opening the squelch here. I was able to copy you, but just barely.
Welcome, KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan in Asheville. Duncan, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Lloyd, you tell the missus we said hello tonight, sir, and hope you're doing well. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy in Table Rock. And Andy, I tried everything I could to get to you tonight, and all I could do was open the squelch. But that's something. We'll take it. All right. Any additional stations before we move up to Echo Link? Any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Now we'll go ahead and move up to Echo Link and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, hello, Chad. Check in, KA4TQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all the net, new traffic, new roundtable. Do be sure to tell my Santa hello.
Welcome, Mr. Stephen from Greenwood, KA4PQA. Stephen, I have you in the log tonight, sir, and please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, before we move on to the RACU? Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you that checked in with us tonight. for hanging around. All stations wishing not to rag you may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. First on the stump we have tonight is KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and Greer. Larry, how are you? Good to hear from you tonight, sir.
KK4JBQ, KO4NUE. Thank you, Chad. That's a nice thing to say. It's a pleasure to talk to you as well. Today was Nerves on End Day. Donna has a new computer, and most people, if they've ever changed from one computer to the next, know what I'm about to talk about. It is what seems to be a never-ending challenge, although we use Macs here, and that does make a lot of things easier in this particular process. But on Donna's new machine, she needed to create an account for me, and we had to set up one of those, how should I call it? It's a biometric password using your finger, but also using your Mac ID, which is an internet retrieval thing that it does, checking, double checking, and cross checking with other computers. It does this, and it's been a day, you know, just to do those little things. And while that was happening, she kicked the power strip, you know, unknowingly, and the telephones go out all over the house. KK4JBQ.
Well, I don't know what to say about computers. I'm having some major trouble with WinLink right now. Windows did some kind of update, and I'm just dead on data modes. I cannot figure it out. I've just been messing with it for about 3 weeks now, on and off, and I've just am disgusted. I don't know what to do to fix it at this point, but I'll figure it out. It's got to be something simple. But I do know what you're talking about. Anna uses a Mac, and I can't use it. It's just everything's backwards. It's just I don't know what button to click. Communications in the military and everything we used was Windows-based, with some exception of some proprietary stuff. But I'm familiar with it, and pretty good with Excel and, you know, programs like that. But I don't like nobody messing with my computer, because if something gets out of whack, it just takes me too long to recover. So I know exactly what you're talking about, Larry.
Could you mind? Let me see. I think I need to turn this power down for just a moment. Similar in the way I sound?
You're readable. There's some hiss in there, but you are very readable. Go ahead.
Well, Watson, I took it up to, what, it was the next one, 10? Anyhow, every serious user, and, you know, people become serious users for serious reasons. You keep your financial data on there. You communicate with your bank through your computer. You keep family records, and you keep precious pictures. Computers have become too important to us. Keeping them happy is usually not a problem until you kick a power strip, and, you know. And we just had a discussion while you were getting down to, you know, doing the RF check-ins. We were having a conversation on setting up an account and not using the same nomenclature. And my head is like in two camps. You're perfectly right that Windows and Macs are backwards in a lot of ways. I mean, they do things in opposite ways sometimes. You get used to one, and it's no different. It's no problem. And that's right down to the mouse. There's a way to, is when you scroll the mouse, either the scroll bar goes up when you push up, or it goes down when you push up. Because the list of files, which is moving up and down with the scroll bar, that moves in the opposite direction of the scroll bar. So what's more important to you? Is it more important that when you move the scroll bar down, it moves down, or when you move the file list down, it moves down? The latter is important to me because I'm watching the file names. This little bar that moves up and down don't matter a thing to me. It's a locator. But I'm looking at file names. You know, categorically, by number and then by alphabet, the beginning letter of the alphabet. So this is what's important to realize. What is the critical information you're looking for? And then set it up to please yourself. The computer will comply. KK4JBQ.
A couple years ago, you know, we were always playing pranks on one another out here, especially the boys. I don't mess with my daughter too much. She gets me pretty good, so I don't mess with her. I've learned my lesson. But the two boys, oh, I'm on them all the time. Well, last upgrade that I got on my phone, we've got, I think it's AT&T, and every year or two, we can get, you know, Anna gets a new phone. And Perry got a hold of my phone and set in the text menu somewhere that every time I typed my name, it would say, shut up. So I got several texts from, you know, a couple of people. Hey, what's going on? But he finally owned up to it. But it took me a while to figure out, why is this phone doing this? I had to call a couple of people and explain, you know, something's wrong with my phone, and I can't make it stop saying shut up. But he got a good one out of that. But, you know, it wasn't funny at first, but, you know, after a couple of days, we all laugh about it. So it's all good.
Yeah, you know, it's very true that a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing. It's a very dangerous thing. Playing pranks, well, that's just one thing. If it goes pop and makes somebody jump, or if it causes somebody to lose data, that can be a very serious thing. So the last thing I want to say in this regard is I think I did a good thing, and I want to pass it along. Everybody, when opening their personal computer, will sign into their personal account with a personal password. And keeping those passwords straight is, you know, there's lots of choices. So you've made your choice, I've made my choice. And the thing is that your spouse, this is the important thing, your spouse should be able, in the event of your untimely passing, they should be able to quickly get into your data, quickly to get into your machine. If you've got things that you're keeping from your spouse, well, simply don't do that. You know, don't do that. But anyway, going on. So I thought it would be enough to have a file on my desktop called Donna's File and just have what she needed in that folder. But no, that's not. So we have this opportunity with this new machine to do this right. So I sent Donna a photograph, a screenshot, I should say, a screenshot of the metric that I use to sign into the company that supplies it calls it Vault, V-A-L-T. And Vault uses a picture, what is it, picturemetric? It's a grid, five down, three across, so 15 pictures. And there, within each picture, there are 15 quadrants within each picture, delineating some interesting point in the picture. And the pictures then were taken to make this correct. And so when you open it, you choose four of these pictures and a particular spot on the picture to click your mouse. It's not a number. It's not, has that no letter of the alphabet. It's pictures. And I like that. I think that's just fabulous. I'm not going to forget it. And nobody else can get it, you know, imagine it. No machine can imagine that. So anyway, I sent her this picture, and we're talking about this, and, you know, so she's got it now. It's not on my desktop, which would be difficult for her to get into without my password. Yeah, so, and I didn't want her to, you know, when someone's grieving, you don't want to, you know, run them through hoops like that. I know that's maybe not something for genteel conversation, but you know, everybody's going to leave here one day, and when you do, you're going to leave a lot of stuff on a computer. Well, whether it be your spouse or your significant other person, whomever that is, maybe even your attorney, whatever, make sure they know how to get into your computer easily. That is my public service for this evening. Back to you, Chad.
Well, this is KO4NUE with KK4JBQ. So, sometime last year, we have one of these two-drawer filing cabinets in the laundry room that's got, you know, all of our documents, deeds, and marriage license, and insurance, and this, you know, this and that. So, she knows, you know, Anna knows where all that is. I don't know where any of it is. Every time I look, pull the drawer out on the filing cabinet, I don't mess with it. But that was our New Year's resolution 2 years ago now, was to go through the filing cabinet and, you know, pick out the stuff that is, you know, we no longer need. And surprisingly, you know, there wasn't a whole lot we threw away when we went through it. We found some stuff in the bottom of it where the file folders hang. There's about an inch of space there that the kids had been cramming things in there throughout the years. BBs, Legos. We even found a piece of peppermint with no wrapper. So, you know, I get it, but we don't store a lot on our computer. I would say probably more than I realize. Anna's over here shaking her head, which means yes, we do, but I just don't know about it. So I get what you're saying. That sounds like a pretty good idea, Larry. I may have to consider that myself, I guess.
Yeah, it's something that, without exception, everybody ought to consider. Now, what plan you put into use could be your own plan. It could follow what I suggested. This vault thing is, I think, fabulous as a password keeper. You got this one thing, and it has all the other passwords in it. You just need one password to open it up. Why make it a word? How about pictures? Computers cannot do that. And so anyone rummaging through, you know, anyone breaks into your computer, and, you know, that's everybody's grief and everybody's concern, they're not going to break into your vault. Not when it's protected by this picturemetric file, I'm calling it. Otherwise, it's been a good day. It wasn't raining all day. I hope everybody listening had something that they did outdoors that celebrated no rain today, at least here where I am. Back to you, KK4JBQ.
It was a beautiful day, and I took the opportunity with a little bit of dry. It rained just a little bit this morning, maybe about 5 minutes. Just enough wet the ground to keep the dust down. So I got the Bobcat out this morning and scraped the driveway and you know, cleaned up around the shop a little bit. But spent most of the day in the shop and kind of tired. Papa and Perry got me today. So I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get them back tomorrow. So, but anyway, Larry, appreciate you sharing that with us tonight. And tell Miss Donna we said hello. And let me swing on down the log and grab Mr. Gary here. I know he's waiting. But it's nice to hear from you. And tell Miss Donna to be careful with the power strip. Maybe push it behind the desk a little bit. But anyway, you tell Miss Donna we said hello, Larry. And it's a pleasure talking with you tonight. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. And Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. Name is Jim in Korea.
Welcome, K-O-4-Y-H-Y. That's Mr. Jim in Berea. Jim, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, with that, we'll move on. Next on the stump is K-I-4-D-O-S. Mr. Gary. Gary, what you been up to today, sir?
And you in the net, K-I-4-D-O-S. Well, I've been out there working in the garden trying to get it ready to be turned, get it ready for the spring planting and all that stuff. It's a little wet out there to try to get out there and do any tilling or plowing or anything like that. But I did pull up the old, got the tomato cages out of the garden and knocked over the old dried up tomato plants and the other plants that I had out there. I pulled those up and got them out of the way. And I spent a little bit of time out there in the yard cleaning up and picking up out there where the dogs make such a mess. You've seen part of that, so I've got most of that cleaned up, but by the time I get it picked up and cleaned up, they throw something else out there, so it's a constant battle with that puppy. That's okay, though. She'll grow up one of these days, I hope, if I don't kill her first. let's see. Oh, we had that Simplex net, and you probably did not hear me because I was on low power. I was on 5 watts. I thought I had it up on high power, but I didn't. Had it down on low, but I thought that was pretty good Simplex net we had.
Other than that, I got you at S3 right here in the notes. KI4DOS S3. Good signal. I had to tweak the beam a little bit. But you were just about full quieting, so I did get you.
I guess, but like I said, I was on low power. I didn't realize it till after the net was over. Reached over there, turned the radio off, and I said, "Oh my goodness, I didn't bump the power up." Oh well, we'll see who heard me on low power. But I think we had pretty good exercise with that. But. Anyway, I really hadn't done anything else much today. Had to run over to the store for a minute and pick up a few things and got that taken care of. Don't have anything tomorrow. Joy's got 2 doctor's appointments, one Thursday and one Friday, but if she can take care of that if I need to do something else. But, other than that, I really hadn't done a whole lot over here today, Chad. I should have been outside a lot earlier than I was, but I know what else I was going to say. I'm waiting on my ophthalmologist or the optical shop over there at my ophthalmologist to call me, and they said it'd take about 2 weeks to get my new glasses in. And so I'm hoping they'll call one day this week. If not, I guess I'll wait till next week or whenever they call. But they said it'd take about 2 weeks, so I'm getting kind of anxious to see if that's going to improve my eyesight a little bit. Getting aware of some of the things that I'm trying to read. You know, of course, you get some of these little small prints and you can't hardly read them. They get kind of blurry. And that irritates me, but I can make the words out, but they're not real clear.
UE with KI4DOS. Well, I'm glad you brought up glasses. So, I am horrible with glasses. So, I have figured out a way around that, except for tonight. About every month, I buy a whole box off of Amazon. Just get six of them. And, you know, they come with the little slide case and all that. Well, I don't ever use slide cases. And I just leave them laying where what I'm doing at that time. And it's taken me right at 2 weeks to blow through that whole box. Have no idea. There's not a pair of glasses in the shop except for Anna's. So I'm sitting here calling the net with a very low prescription, or, you know, very low readers. Can't hardly see the lock. And they're aqua blue. I'll send you a picture. Because I have no idea where the rest of them are. They're probably on the Bobcat or who knows. I went up to the repeater site the other day, and there was a pair in there. And I thought, oh, that's great. I left my glasses at home. Here's a pair right here. So it kind of comes in handy.
Get a string and tie them around your neck or something, but that wouldn't work if you was working over on one of them lathes. Don't want one of them milling machines to reach out, grab them things, and jerk you around. But I can understand that. I used to be bad about laying mine down until I had to wear them all the time. And when I had to start doing that, I just left them on my face. Of course, if you don't wear bifocals, you just need readers or something like that. You're liable to stumble over your feet or a blade of grass out there in the yard with your glasses on. So I guess it's one of those, you know, situations where you don't know which way to go. But I bet you if you go out there and dig through your truck, you'll find some, and you probably go down there on the trailer, and there's probably a pair or two laying over there, somewhere close to the winch. I don't know. But it wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Before we go, I got something I need to tell you. So, you know what a tail is, Gary? You know, people who play poker, you know, sometimes they do certain things when they have a good hand or this, that, and other. It's called a tail. So, you know, me and Papa and Perry's been down here in the shop for the past couple weeks. And I help him where I can, you know. Some of the stuff is kind of complex measurements and that kind of stuff. So I just keep a watchful eye on him. Well, you know, we're always picking back and forth at one another. Well, I've learned to watch Perry. And when I'm down there, I've been, you know, be down there for an hour or so, whatnot, and then you can hear Papa come up on the gator. Well, as soon as Papa comes in the door, I learned, you know, last week, a couple weeks ago, that there's some winking going on. Papa will wink at Perry. And or Perry will wink at Daddy, and that usually means that they're fixing to gang up on me. So I caught them about a week and a half ago. I said I figured out all this winking, and see if you can nip it, pull a Barney Fife and nip it in the bud before it starts. See, you know, they have to change their tactics a little bit. So today, Perry's got a new tail.
I don't know what to say about that other than I'm glad you started watching body language a little bit. don't want them to pull something over on you. But at the same time, you know, you said that you helped Perry with the measurements and all. But you told me, I was over working with you one day, and you said that a good machinist don't measure anything. He just takes his machines and cuts it and then measures it. So which is it?
Down there. Real fine line. But let me tell you about this tail. So Perry's got this big cast iron table. We moved down there for him to do his welding on. And we put a piece of stainless steel sheet on it so he doesn't get any carbon off of on the stainless steel he's working with. And I noticed today when he hears the gator coming up, he'll be constantly welding. He's tapping on the table. He's always real quiet when he welds, focused on what he's doing, especially with TIG welding. Some of the stuff he works on is pretty thin, so he has to focus. But I noticed last couple of days that when Papa comes in the shop, he won't miss a beat welding, but he'll grab a screwdriver or he'll grab that little aluminum hammer he's got, and he'll tap on the table two or three times. And that's Daddy's cue. So it starts up. So I called him today. I didn't say anything. So I'm gonna wait and see what tomorrow brings. but I'm on him.
I got this all figured out, ma'am, Chad. You know, you sent me a picture of Papa drinking one of Perry's ginger ales. I believe you've been in Perry's refrigerator drinking his drinks again.
Well, I don't know. Not me. I just know what them two birds do. But they are definitely conspiring. Today, I was down there most of the day. And I sat down in the chair and got comfortable. I might have dozed off a little bit. I can't remember. I do a lot of that these days. But I sat there long enough to get stiff. So he finished the part, and, you know, I was going to look at it like I look at all of them when he gets done. And I hurt when I got up. I mean, it was just my legs was hurt, my back was hurting. It was just like I just couldn't hardly move. So just made a lot of noise getting up. Perry never missed a beat. He tapped on that hammer and he says, Daddy, why do you make all that noise? Why are you so noisy when you get out of the chair? Daddy didn't miss a beat. He says, why are you even sitting down? I didn't say a word. I just let him go. But tomorrow is a new day, and it's game on.
There'll be something else to go up on the wall of shame here before long. I can see that coming already.
I haven't figured out what I'm going to do yet. But I'm gonna watch him, make sure this tail is right. And I'm pretty sure it is. It's happened twice already. So I'll pay attention to him tomorrow. And I might have to think about it a couple of days. So you just let them get you a couple of times. And then they get overconfident. And that's when Chris taught me that. You just let them get overconfident, and then you just reach up and bite them. So I'm waiting on the opportunity. I'll let you know how it works out. But I can feel it in my bones. It's pretty close.
Doubt that either, Chad. But your other brother, or my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris over there at Liberty, yeah, he's kind of quiet, and he sits and takes a lot, but boy, when he opens his mouth, he dishes it right back double time. That's okay, though. We got thick skin. That's about all I've got over here on this end of town, Chad, just sitting over here running my mouth. going to go out there tomorrow, and if it's not raining, and maybe do a little bit more out there. Now, I don't think the ground will be anywhere close to being able to run the tiller. But there's some other things I need to get done, and I'll probably have some new 2x4s or pieces of fence pipe or, you know, the top rail or that sort of stuff to pick up because the dog keeps dragging it out. I think I showed you the pulleys and stuff that she dug out of my scrap metal pile back there. I don't know if I did or not, but old pulleys off the lawnmower and, I don't know what off. Anyway, I'll probably go out there and clean up the yard if it's not raining. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. You got a good net going. I'll sit back and listen to the rest of it. And we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73, my friend. KO4NUE in the net. KI4DOS.
You have a nice evening, sir. It's nice talking with you. And tell Miss Joy we said hello. All right. Any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
Recheck.
Go ahead, Richard.
KO4NUE, KA3JC. Chad, I just crawled over. I did the pre-check in earlier, but I heard you out there. I just want to make sure you got that picture I sent you.
You sent an email, right, Richard? I have not checked my email today, sir, but I will check it here shortly.
No, I sent that to your telephone.
Okay, I'll check it. When I try to send you text, your do not disturb indicator is on. So I'm not sure if you're aware of that. If you do, that's okay. I'm showing up on my phone. Not sure if you're getting my messages.
You're talking about the home phone number?
Whatever number I have that I call you on, I'm sure that's your mobile.
All right, I'll check real quick. You know, I was not aware of that. I'll check it here in just a second and see.
All right, well, let me see if we got any other check-ins while you're checking. Any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
For NUE, this is Kilo Oscar 4, TJQ. Checking in for the first time in a long time. Sorry I was not in for the primary, but this is Johnny over in Campobello. Hope all is well.
4NUE, good evening, Chad. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Yankee X-ray, KO4ZYX. Daniel down here in Woodruff, negative, negative, just been playing around with the new HF radio. Just monitoring right now, even though I haven't got my general ticket punched yet, but that's coming soon. Hope to be on 10-meter digital this weekend, but negative, negative.
UE. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
Friend UE. Everyone on net, if you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and I'm out mobile tonight, headed back to the house. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you, everyone on net.
I'd like to welcome KO4TJQ. That's Mr. Johnny in Campobello. Johnny, hope you're doing well, sir. And next time you're up this way, swing in. Visit with me for a little bit. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4ZYX. That's Daniel in Woodruff. Daniel, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And KK4FTU, that's Mr. Richard in Slaptown. And AK4HR, that's Mr. Mike Mobile tonight. Mike, hope you're doing well, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Heard. Let me go ahead and close out this with Mr. Richard real quick. KA3JCA, KO4NUE. You still in there, Richard?
Yeah, I am, Chad. I just checked again. I don't have you blocked or anything, but I'm going to go through the phone settings again. I just sent you the same message again, because it said it was delivered to your phone, so I don't know. But we'll try it. You can get back with me after that, KA3JCA.
I have not received a message from you, so we'll figure out what's going on. Okay.
Dave, I'll make one more call. Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4 NUE.